Thank you for joining us. We're in our series called Holistic Stewardship. This is part two. If you would like to catch up on part one, then please go to ChristNation.tv. That is ChristNation.tv. Select the Radio Church tab and you'll be able to follow through the archives there. Now, God has called us not to be owners of the life we have, but to be stewards over this life. You see, I am not the source of my income. He is the source of my supply. In Him, we live and move and have our being. And when it comes to finances, many people start thinking, they start their thinking process from the wrong perspective. And when you start with the wrong perspective on any subject, you will always end up in left field. You'll always end up far off the target. Now, we have to change our thinking and realize that I am not the source of my life. He is the source of my life. Romans chapter 12 explains that unless we change the way that we think, we will never be transformed. Now, we have not been called to be the owners of our lives, only stewards. Why? Because He has purchased me with a price. And everything I have belongs to God. And I get to steward over all of it faithfully. We are not to place our trust in what we have. And oftentimes we do that by, you know, it's just very tempting to do it because we have 401ks and we have retirement funds and so forth. And when we have a well-developed account, we feel a lot more at ease. Why? Because that account right there speaks to us and tells us, I'll take care of you in your old day. I will provide for you. And really, that is who God wants to be in our lives. He wants to be the one we look to for our provision and for our security. So what happens, it's very deceptive, but money actually causes you to move your trust off of who God is to you, a providing, protecting Father. And we move our trust onto our 401k. We move our trust onto the dollar, the economy. And God wants us to only trust in Him, no matter how much money we have. You see, God is trying to get money. Let me say it this way. God is not trying to get something from you. He already owns everything. He wants me to be faithful to Him, because in my faithfulness to Him, there are rewards that come through me into the world. Now, let me explain it this way. There are two concepts that are very important for us to understand. Number one, there's the door called blessing. Number two, there's the door called rewards. Blessings are all yours because of your faith in Christ. But God rewards those who are faithful to Christ. Your faith in Christ causes you to walk through the door of blessings. For every blessing, for you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. All blessings are yours. But then, your faithfulness to Christ causes God to reward you. Now, God will never become unjust. That's why God will never reward the unfaithful. He can't deny Himself. He can't become unjust by making rewards available for those who have been unfaithful. But He can be completely just in blessing even the most immature Christian with every spiritual blessing in heaven and places, because Christ paid that price. That's why God remains just. Now, God is not trying to take something from you. He's trying to get something to you and through you. That is why He has called you and I to be faithful stewards over what already belongs to Him. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about finances. It says more about finances than it says anything, than it talks about heaven, hell, faith, or prayer. And if we wanted to dismiss that whole topic of finances, we will dismiss a very large portion of scriptures. The Bible warns us a lot about money. You can't serve God and money. You can only serve God with money. The Bible does not say money is the root of all evil, but it does say that the love, your love for it, is the root of all kinds of evil. lot of people have ended up with broken marriages, but they didn't realize it was the love for money that led to that fruit in their lives. Many people have had children who have walked away from them and now no longer hate their parents. And the parents, you don't realize oftentimes it's not because nobody went to the Christmas party and nobody. It sometimes when you boil it down, you'll find that it's really the love of money that brought all those pains, those regrets into a person's life. We see how Judas betrayed Christ for money. Ananias and Sapphira walked away from being faithful to God because of money. The rich young ruler couldn't serve Christ because of money. And Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a wealthy man to enter into God's kingdom. So money is a big red flag in the Bible. It doesn't say not to have it, but it's a big, big deception around that concept there. Now, we discussed how money talks. Money talks to me all the time. And it talks not just to me, it talks about me. Money talks about you. Money says who you really are. You see, it doesn't change you. It just magnifies who you already are. More money in the hands of an investor means he will probably invest more. More money in the hand of a gambler probably means he'll go and gamble even more. More money in the hand of an alcoholic means he'll probably go and drink more. More money in a God-fearing man who's vested into the gospel means he'll probably serve God in a bigger way with the money that God has given him. You see, money doesn't change the person. It just makes them more of who they already are. We also see that money talks about where our true priorities lie. You see, money says so much about us. Money talks about where my heart really belongs. In Matthew 6:21, it says, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Interestingly, it doesn't say, where my heart is, there goes my treasure. It says, where my treasure is, there goes my heart. Think about this. There isn't a thing I love that I'm not willing to contribute toward. It's an amazing thing how many kids are around a person. All these kids who need to go to college. But guess what? This guy will go pick up a second job in order to send his own child to college. He'll pick up a third job to send his own child to college, even though there are thousands of children who don't get to go to college. Well, the point is just that there isn't a thing I love that I'm not willing to contribute toward. We contribute toward the things we love. And fourthly, we see that money talks about what I really place my trust in. The rich young ruler is such a great example of this. That our lives revolve around the concept of trust. What are all the things that require trust? Let's think about it. What requires trust? Well, marriage is built around the concept of trust. Where there's no trust, that marriage suffers. Think about friendships. Good friends are based on the concept of trust. Let's go to the value of our currency, the dollar, is based upon trust. You invest with certain financial groups, and they call it a trust fund. You exercise trust when you step into a Boeing 747. You trust that pilot. You trust the engineers who built that. You exercise trust when you go bungee jumping. You pray the sinner's prayer as a response to placing your trust in Christ to save you. You see, everything revolves around trust. You are led by what you place your trust in. You are led by the people you place your trust in, the philosophies you place your trust in, the teachers you place your trust in, the money that you place. You are led by what you trust. And this is what God cautions us in regards to money. Many are led by the money they trust instead of being led by the Spirit of God. What you trust becomes what, let me say that, what you trust determines what becomes powerful to you. What you trust determines what becomes powerful to you. In Luke 16:10, the Bible says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful in also much. And he that is unjust in least is unjust also in much. the context of the scripture is about the steward who wasted his master's money, and Jesus calls money that which is least. Jesus is saying that that area there, the least area of trusting God, is to trust God with money. And if you can't be faithful there, how can you be faithful anywhere else? Please join us next time as we continue our series on holistic stewardship.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.